Is Fly Agaric a magic mushroom? No, and that is the whole point. Amanita muscaria, Fly Agaric, and psilocybin mushrooms are neuropharmacological opposites. Amanita's active compound, muscimol, is a GABA-A agonist that inhibits the brain, a sedative, dissociative, deliriant downer, and the fresh mushroom also holds ibotenic acid, a real excitotoxic neurotoxin. Psilocybin's active form, psilocin, is a serotonergic 5-HT2A agonist that excites cortex, raises neural entropy, and loosens the default mode network, the classic visionary psychedelic. On safety, psilocybin has an exceptionally high margin, no established lethal dose, while Amanita carries genuine toxicity, delirium, and rare fatality risk. On law, Amanita is federally unscheduled, sold as gummies, while psilocybin is Schedule Y, decriminalized and regulated in ORCONM. On evidence, psilocybin has NEJM trials and positive phase 3 data. Amanita has essentially none. In short, GABA-ergic downer versus serotonergic psychedelic. Education, not medical or use advice. Put a Fly Agaric and a handful of psilocybin caps side by side, and the marketplace will tell you they are cousins. Both mushrooms, both psychedelic, both sold in gummies with the same trippy branding. Put their pharmacology side by side, and the resemblance collapses. Amanita muscaria and psilocybin mushrooms are neuropharmacological opposites. One is a GABAergic sedative that dims the brain and carries a genuine neurotoxin. The other is a serotonergic psychedelic that excites cortex and raises its entropy. This is a comparison of two fungi that share a kingdom and almost nothing else. This article is education, not medical advice. OTW has covered each on its own, Amanita muscaria, the neuroscience in your brain, on psilocybin. This piece sets them side by side, both to make the contrast legible and to name why the conflation, encouraged by legal magic mushroom marketing, is a genuine safety problem, not just a semantic one. Educational overview only, not medical or use advice. The shared premise. Same kingdom, opposite brains. The one-line summary is worth stating up front. A muscaria turns the brain's volume down, inhibition, and psilocybin turns its ordering loosen up, entropic excitation. Both are fungi and both alter consciousness, but they do so through unrelated molecular systems pushing in opposite directions. Everything else in this comparison, experience, safety, law, evidence, flows from that single fact. The reason it matters is concrete. A person who buys a legal magic mushroom product expecting a psilocybin-style visionary experience may instead receive a sedating, sometimes delirious drug with a toxic component, which is a very different and, in some ways, riskier thing to take. The comparison at a glance. Amanita's DOR, GABA-ergic inhibition. A. muscaria's psychoactivity comes chiefly from muscimol, which mimics GABA, the brain's main inhibitory neurotransmitter, and binds directly at the orthosteric GABA site on GABA-A receptors, unlike benzodiazepines and alcohol, which only modulate the receptor allosterically. It opens the chloride channel, hyperpolarizes neurons, and shuts down firing with special affinity for extrasynaptic the subunit receptors that govern tonic, background inhibition, Bankeroof et al., J. Neurochem, 2019. The net brain state is widespread inhibition and sedation, the opposite of psychedelic cortical activation. And the fresh mushroom carries a second, more dangerous molecule, ibotenic acid, an NMDA glutamate excitotoxin so reliable at killing neurons that labs use it to lesion brain tissue, which decarboxylates into muscimol on drying, Frontiers in Neuroscience, 2020. The deeper mechanism is unpacked in Amanita muscaria, the neuroscience. OTW psilocybin mushroom treats. Psilocybin's door, 5-HT2A, excitation and entropy. Psilocybin runs the other way entirely. It is a prodrug, dephosphorylated in the body to psilocin, which agonizes 5-HT2A, receptors densely expressed on layer 5 cortical pyramidal neurons, DMN systematic review, 2023. That agonism increases glutamatergic excitation and produces asynchronous, desynchronized firing. A more disordered, higher entropy brain state, the core of Carhart-Harris's entropic brain hypothesis, Carhart-Harris et al., 2014. It also reduces connectivity within the default mode network, the self-referential narrative self-system detailed in the default mode network, while increasing cross-network communication. The rebus, relax beliefs under psychedelics. Model frames this as loosening rigid high-level priors. This DMN disintegration is the leading neural correlate of ego dissolution and the therapeutic reset, and it runs through the same 5-HT2A receptor that defines the classic psychedelics. Where muscimol dims and quiets, psilocin excites and loosens. The experience, dreamy confusion versus lucid vision. The subjective contrast follows directly from the mechanism. A. Muscaria is dreamy, sedating, dissociative, and often delirious or confused. A waking dream, on irogenic quality that points inward and downward, sleepy and unpredictable, with onset over a slow 30-90 minutes and a body load of nausea, ataxia, twitching, and heavy sedation. Psilocybin is visionary, insightful, and emotionally cathartic. Geometric visuals, ego dissolution, an outward and expansive direction that is lucid even when intense, coming on in 20-40 minutes with a body load of early nausea, pupil dilation, and a mild rise in heart rate and blood pressure, poison control. Which is stronger is the wrong question because the two are not on the same axis. One produces a sedating, confused dream, the other a lucid, entropic vision. The kind of experience differs, not just the intensity. Safety, which is riskier, and why? On acute physiological toxicity, the answer is clear and perhaps counterintuitive. A. muscaria is the riskier drug. It contains an actual neurotoxin, ibotenic acid, and produces delirium, agitation, ataxia, seizures, and coma in significant poisonings, with symptoms lasting 8 to 24 hours or longer, MDPI toxins 2025. Fatalities are rare but documented, a category psilocybin essentially lacks, Science Direct 2022. Its dose unpredictability, muscimol and ibotenic acid content vary widely by specimen and preparation, and drying only partly detoxifies, is a core hazard, compounded by mislabeling in commercial gummies. Psilocybin, by contrast, has an exceptionally high physiological safety margin, low organ toxicity, a very large therapeutic index, and no well-established lethal dose in humans, CNS Spectrum's review. The landmark Nuttall multi-criteria harm analysis ranked psilocybin mushrooms among the least harmful of common drugs, below alcohol, tobacco, and cannabis, Nutt et al., The Lancet, 2010. Its real risks are psychological and behavioral, anxiety or panic during a bad trip, risky behavior while impaired, and caution with a personal or family history of psychosis and with serotonergic drug interactions. This is not a claim that psilocybin is safe, setting, and mental health history matter. But the type of danger is fundamentally different. Toxicological for Amanita, psychological for psilocybin, the legal inversion and why it exists. Here is the irony worth naming plainly. The mushroom with a real neurotoxin is legal and on shelves, while the mushroom with the stronger safety record and clinical evidence is Schedule I. Under U.S. federal law, A. muscaria, muscimol, and ibotenic acid are unscheduled and sold openly as gummies across most states, though the FDA, DEC 2024, ruled they are not authorized or safe as food and told people to avoid edibles containing them, and Louisiana banned muscimol, ibotenic acid consumables in 2025, FDA, DC 2024, Health Data Consortium 2026. Psilocybin has been Schedule I since 1970, yet holds FDA breakthrough therapy designation and is now decriminalized or regulated in Oregon, Measure 1 Odying Service Centers, Colorado, Proposition 122, and New Mexico, 2025 Medical Psilocybin Act, plus many city decriminalizations, Psilocybin Decriminalization Overview. This regulatory inversion, legality reflecting a historical scheduling accident rather than a safety judgment, is precisely what drives the legal magic mushroom market and the confusion it feeds on. Verify current federal and state law where you live. This is not legal advice. Why the conflation is dangerous. The gummy market sells A. muscaria under psychedelic-coded language, legal magic mushrooms, legal psychedelics. The exact framing the FDA called out in December 2024. The concrete hazards are four. First, wrong drug, wrong expectations. A buyer expecting a psilocybin-style journey instead gets a sedating, dissociative, potentially delirious, GABA-ergic drug, a mismatch that can itself provoke panic. Second, a real neurotoxin in the mix. Unlike psilocybin, Amanita products can contain ibotenic acid, an excitotoxin, with unpredictable batch-to-batch potency. Third, a false safety halo. Legal reads as safe, but here legality is a regulatory gap, not an endorsement. Fourth, a public health signal, the broader mushroom microdosing. Trend has coincided with rising poison control and ER contacts, The Conversation 2025, and the 2024 Diamond Shrooms edible poisoning showed how mushroom edibles can hide undisclosed actives, the evidence gap, and the honest bottom line. The therapeutic asymmetry is as stark as the pharmacological one. Psilocybin has a substantial maturing clinical base. A phase 2B randomized trial of single-dose COMP360 psilocybin gave a highly significant reduction in treatment-resistant depression at 3 weeks, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, Goodwin et al., NEJM 2022, and two phase 3 trials have since reported hitting their primary endpoints for the same indication, STAT, Feb 2026, industry-sponsored, full peer-reviewed publication, and regulatory review remain the appropriate bar. A. muscaria, by contrast, has essentially no clinical evidence. No completed controlled human trials of muscimol for any psychiatric or medical indication. Only preclinical GABAergic findings plus anecdote, technology networks. The microdose muscimol as a legal benzo alternative narrative is marketing, not trial-backed science. So the honest bottom line is not that one mushroom is good and the other bad, but that they are different drugs entirely, and the label mushroom describes an organism, not a pharmacology. Psilocybin is a serotonergic, entropy-raising psychedelic with a high safety margin and real clinical evidence held under Schedule Y. Amanita is a GABAergic sedative deliriant with a genuine toxic component and no clinical evidence, sold legally as candy. If you take nothing else from this comparison, take the receptors. GABA-A versus 5-HT2A, inhibition versus entropy. Opposite doors, opposite brains. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Amanita muscaria is a toxic mushroom containing a genuine neurotoxin, ibotenic acid, with unpredictable potency and rare but real fatality risk. The FDA has advised against consuming products that contain it. Psilocybin is a Schedule I substance in most of the U.S., and although its physiological safety margin is high, its psychological risks are real and depend heavily on set, setting, and mental health history. This article is not a guide to using either substance. If you are in crisis, contact a local emergency line or the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline U.S. For a suspected poisoning, contact Poison Control, 1-800-222-22 in the U.S. This article is education, not medical advice.